Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing the Siyata Dishmaya in our series of Shi'ulim in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. This is just incredibly enjoyable and enlightening. We are holding now in the third parak in the seventh halacha, Gimel Zayin. For Abiyanu Shemalche Beis David, Danim Oysen Me'idim Aleim. We've already explained that the kings of the house of David, you judge them, and we testify about them. Aval Malchei Yisrael Gazru Chachamim Shelo Yadun V'lo Danim Asa. But the kings of Israel, the rabbis decreed that they shouldn't judge, and they are not judged. V'lo Yimeid V'lo Yimeid Din Olav. And they don't testify, and they are not testified about. Mipnei Shelibon Gas Behem. V'yavoy min hadover takola v'hefzeid al hados. Because they are arrogant, and the matter may cause a tragedy and loss to the faith. Literally. Ad kan. Midivrei Rambam. So don't judge or judge Malchei Yisrael. They shouldn't judge, they shouldn't be judged. It's not good to have them involved because of their arrogance. That's what the Rambam says. His makor is the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin on page 18a. Hamelech loy dan, v'loy danim oso. A king isn't judged, doesn't judge, nor be judged. Lo meid v'lo meidim oso. He may neither testify, nor be testified against. Gemara and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph writes. Loishanu Ella Malchei Yisrael. They taught these rulings only in regard to the kings of Israel. Aval Malchei Beis David, but kings of the Davidic dynasty, Dan V'Danin Oisan. They may judge and be judged. Dichtiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Beis David Koyam Arashem, Dinu Laboiker Mishpat. O house of David, so says Hashem, execute judgment in the morning. V'iloida, so you see that they're executing judgment. It therefore follows that they may be judged. V'iloida ninan lei, because if we may not judge a king of Beis David, how can you judge others? Search within yourself and search others. It's a pasuk in Tzfanya 2:1. First correct yourself, then correct others. So if you can judge others, then it means that you can be judged. Because first you have to make sure that you're beseder before you're judging other people. What about Malchei Yisrael? Why are they not judging or being judged? Because of a Maisa Shehoya, slave of Yane killed a person. Shimon ben Shetach said to the Chachamim, set your eyes upon the accused and we shall judge him. The sages sent the following message to Yane, your slave killed a person. Yane sent his slave to the Chachamim. The Chachamim sent the following message to Yane, you have to come also. What did Baalov? The Torah says that the owner of an axe that is accused of killing should come and stand by his axe during the trial. Asa Yanai. So Yanai came to court and he sat down. And Shimon Shetach said, King Yanai, stand on your feet and they will testify against you. Because that's going to be a monetary loss to the Yanai if the slave is killed. So it's like his axe, it's causing him a monetary loss. So stand on your feet, so they'll testify against you. And know that you are not standing before us, the judges, but rather you are standing before the one who spoke and the world came into being, Hashem. As it says, and the two parties to the dispute shall stand before Hashem. So they're standing, who are these two people standing before Lifnei Hashem? So Yanai said to Shimon ben Shetach, I will not act in accordance to what you say, but in accordance to what your colleagues say. So Shimon ben Shetach turned to the judges on his right, and they cast their faces towards the ground. Left, same thing. Shimon ben Shetach said, you are men of thoughts. May the master of thoughts come and exact retribution from you. You stare at the ground, pretending to be deep in thought, but Hashem knows you're just acting out of fear. Immediately, Malach Gavriel came, knocked into the ground, and that was that for them. And at that time, the sages declared, a king may not neither judge nor be judged. He may neither testify nor be testified against, because a tragedy occurred when a king was judged. Chum said that a king may not be judged, and if he may not be judged, he also may not judge others. And again, this decree only applies to Malchei Yisrael and not to Malchei Beis David. Ad kan mitivrei ha-gemore. The Kesef Mishnah here asks, Dehaloitalia milsa b'malchei beis David. Elabit sadiki o rishi italia milsa. Da ad yanei dan v'danin oso. Ba'od ma maisi kra de beis David. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's not Talui, and the Gemara says that it's Talui in Beis David, that Beis David you do judge, and Beis Yisrael you don't judge. But that's not what it depends on, but rather it depends on Tzadikim or Rishayim. Why? Whether the king is a Tzadik or a Rasha, because Ha'adzman Yanai, Danin V'danim Osam. From until the time of Yanai, within the time of the second Bayis, after the Davidic dynasty had already stopped, so until the Zman of Yanai, we were Dan V'danim Osam. Dim Lokein Hech Danuhu. And if otherwise, how did they judge him? From the fact that they judged him, it must be that until that time, they were judging all kings. Why do they have to make a decree that a king they don't judge? He doesn't judge and they don't judge him. It should be telling him whether he's a tzaddik or a rasha. That really is the issue over here. What are we bringing a pasuk that Beis David, the pasuk says about the kings of David, dinu laboiker mishpat, that they're judging? Oh, house of David, so says Hashem, execute judgment in the morning. That's a verse in Jeremiah in chapter 21, verse 12. So, what's the word? Why is the Gemara bringing that pasuk? To me, name of the Dafkal Beis David the Dunim, Dila Beis Israel ain't Dunim. Does this mean that Dafka Beis David you judge, and Beis Israel, the house of Israel, you don't judge? Vim ken kashi hech danu li yanai. So if that's true, how did they judge Yana? So it can't be that this pasuk is telling you that you Dafka judge Malchei Beis David and not Malchei Yisrael, because they were judging Yanai, and Yanai was not Mimalchei Beis David. That's another kasha. Ve'od, my high dekamer of Malchei Beis David, etc. Hamizman Shimon ben Shetach lo motzinu melech lebeis David. And it says that from Malchei Beis David, Dan v'danim, there are no Malchei Beis David anymore. From the time of Shimon ben Shetach, we don't find a Melech l'Beis David. So what's the difference? Whether you're judging or not judging, they don't exist. This whole pasuk that you're judging Beis David, at that time you're also judging Yisrael. It's just after the Gzeira you're not judging Malchei Yisrael anymore. But before the Gzeira you're judging both. So what's the point of bringing the pasuk? That was the previous question. So what is the Kesef Mishnah answer? Kesef Mishnah answers that since we find Lahedya Bekra de Beis David Yadunu. What's the lashon of the Kesef Mishnah? She Rav Lekach Ani Yomer. She Divrei Rav Yosef Shamar Loishanu Al Malchei Yisrael Kach Perushan. Kevin She Metzino Beveiz David Jizkira Kosev Shantino Labaykir Mishpat. So when Rav Yosef says that that's only that they don't judge and you don't judge them, etc. It's talking about Malchei Yisrael and not Malchei Beis David. What it means is that since we find Malchei Beis David, Dino Labaykir Mishpat. Af al pisha irat akala al yado. Lo hayu goizim hamelech, lo hayu goizim hamelech lo dan velo dan amoso. Shlo lach lo kal divrei akosu. Avo bimalche Yisrael kol shirat akala al yado. Yishlen rishus ligzor shlo dan velo dan amoso. So since we have an open pasuk that tells us that Malchei Beis David does judge, so even if there would be a takala through them, even if there would have been a negative occurrence through the judgment of the Malchei Beis David, they wouldn't have made the Gzeira on the king, lo dan v'lo danim also, shalai lachlok, in order not to dispute what the pasuk says. Avol b'malchei Yisrael, kol she'ira takal al yadam, yesh lenu rishus ligzor, shalai dan v'lo danim also. But by Malchei Yisrael, if there's a takala through them, if something gets messed up, through the Malchei Yisrael, we have Rishus to be Geizer, Shalai Dan V'Lai Dan Amoisei. V'Hochi Kamak, Shai Gazer Lo Gazer Al Malachim on the base Yisrael. V'Yan Malachim Beis David Lo Gazer Aleim. So the only Gzera they made is a Malchei Yisrael. And if they're Malachim of Beis David, if there happen to be kings of Beis David, there aren't anymore, but there happen to be kings of Beis David, then the Gzera was not on them. Ad Kan. Midivrei Kotshoi Shel Baal HaKesef Mishnah. V'kach Kosev B'Tosfos HaRosh B'Sanhedrin Daf Yotes Amud Aleph Ayin Sham Ve'in B'Shar HaMelech B'Perek Hei Mehilchos Yisodi HaToyro Shehevi Divrei HaRosh V'Kosev Shehu K'Divrei HaTaz HaYiduim V'Yoyredeya B'Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Koton Aleph The bedavar hamefurash b'toyro ein keach lechachamim lasar. It's a very bakante taz that he says that anything that's explicit in the Torah, there is no rishus for the chachamim to aser. If the Torah is mefurash laheter, the Torah can't aser. Here also, since the pasuk explicitly says that the Bnei David, Beis David are judging, so Mimela, they can't be exera on them not to judge. Ayin sham b'shar ha-melech, u'maitse choysev sham, kama stirois v'rayos li'yosoy tzeh, v'herich b'ze gamken b'gilyon amar sho, b'yoyredeya sham, ayin sham, the son of Rabbi Shlom Eger, the son of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and yoyredeya zmarich, v'al korponim, ein din ataz baru kol kach. It's not so clear like the Taz, V'hajra Kushya L'duchta, there's steers to that. And Mimela, we want to understand what the whole vort of bringing the Pasuk is. What does it help us? The Pasuk is before the Gzeira, maybe afterwards the Gzeira is on Malchei Beis David as well. The Lecha Mishnah also isn't pleased with the Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, and he's Metaretz the Sigya Be'ofen Acher. So we'd like to answer the kashas of the Kesef Mishnah. And also we'd like to understand that, yes, there is a pasuk that Malchei Beis David judge. And Baal Karcha, we have to say that if they judge, then we judge them. Mishum his koishu v'koishu kimevuar bagmara. His koishu v'koishu, you can only judge others if your fur is being judged. As Confucius said, don't complain about the snow on your neighbor's roof. If your own doorstep is dirty, first clean up your own house and then talk about others. So first be judged, and then you can judge others. Avalinyan me'id dileka kra havalei bazeh melech mi beit David kemelech Yisrael. But however, when it comes to edus, there is no pasuk regarding a king of Beis David. There's that he testifies. So Memela, his din should be like the din of a Melech Yisrael. That just like a Melech Yisrael, we have a gzeira that loy meid v'loy meidim oisoy. So too, we should say the same thing about a Melech Mibeis David, because by the Melech Mibeis David, we don't have a pasuk that he testifies. Achein kvar kosav al akesef mishnah kan, degam Malchei Beis David einam meidim. So in fact, the kesef mishnah here writes that Malchei Beis David don't testify. Deloy gora mikoyin godol she'eno imeid ela lemelech. V'nim tzedin eno meid, eno letakona she'eno idon, elo shudin b'fnei atzim, it's added deloy gora mikoyin godol, it's no less than a kohen godol. Kohen godol doesn't testify about anybody except for a king. So Mimela, a king also doesn't testify for anybody. So it's a din b'fnei atzim, it's not connected to the takona of him not judging, but rather it's an independent din that logora mikoyin godol. Umnam ze ata shapir lamavuar betoisa sanhedrin daf yud ches amud beis. That only works well with the Tosis and Sanhedrin that the Itir Gzeira was that they shouldn't be judged, and Mamela they can't judge because of his koshu v'koshu. And if there is no issue of his koshu v'koshu, they do judge, like Tosis there says. And so it's Rabbeinu Yonah the Meiri. Vim ken hu adin she'ein klal takona al zeh she'ein hu meid kevin she'lo yishayich be'edus mishum his koshu shuva koshu. If that's true, then there's no takon at all that he shouldn't be made. Why shouldn't he be made? By edus, there's no issue of his koshu shuva koshu. In other words, what's the issue? The issue is that we can't judge him. Why can't we judge him? Because of this Maisa Shahayu. And then, because of his Koshu Shuva Koshu, we also can't. He also can't judge, right? If he can't be judged, then he can't judge. But that's only when it comes to judging. The gzera was shelo yadunu. Like Tosfos says, that the itter ikar gzera was shelo yadunu. And then, al tzis koshu v'koshu, he can't judge either. However, when it comes to Eidus, why not? There's no Hiskoshu, Vakoshu issue. There's no skol shiva kosher. It's just that the whole gzera is just that you can't judge him. And once you can't judge him, he can't be a judge. So that's only when it comes to that din. When it comes to edus, there's no skol shiva kosher. So what's the problem with him being made? So why shouldn't he be able to be made? Therefore, to that, what are we going to say? We're going to say, like the Kesef Mishnah says, that it's a din b'fnei atzmo. That's an independent din. The le'gara mi kohen gadol. That he's no less than the kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is not allowed to testify. So the king is also not allowed to testify like the kohen gadol. So that works out with the that Kesef Mishnah works out with the Tosfos. Aval mashmaut divrei Rambam kan hu shema sheino danu bichlal agzeire shein danim oisoi. The mashmaus of the Rambam here is that he doesn't judge is included in the gzeira shein danim oisoi, and that else is kosher shuva kosher. In other words, the gzeira was that he's not shayich to din. Aval Malchi Yisrael Gazru Chachom Shelo Yadunu V'lo Yidonim Oisoi V'lo Yimeid V'lo Yimeidim Olov Nipnei Shelibo Yigas Bohem. So it's mashma that it goes together. It's not because it's V'yavor Menadavr L'chol V'hefzein Al Ados. It's mashma. It's one Gzeira Din Lo Yadim Lo Yidonim Oisoi. It's not two different Gzeiras. It's not two different gzeiras. It's not because of his kosher v'koshu. It's one gzeira. It's not a gzeira that you're not allowed to judge him, and then because of his kosher v'koshu, we can't judge him. It's mashma. It's one gzeira that he's not shayach to din, and it's mashma in the lashon of the Rambam. The meihait time ugam ken mashayno imeid, and then the loy meid is mashma. It's in the same category as lo dan v'lo yodin danimosa. In other words, we wanted to say that no, it's an independent din. Like because the logorah mi kohen gadol, no less than the kohen gadol. But we see in the Rambam not like that. We see in the Rambam that it's really one and the same, together with lo danim v'lo danim oisai, because he includes them all in the rationale of libon gas. Because they're arrogant. So we have to understand then why are Malchei Beis David? What's the difference between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David? Malchei Yisrael, we wanted to say the word was is din, and then Malchei Beis David are just like that. Malchei Beis David, we have a pasuk about din. When it comes to edus, they're in the same category as Malchei Yisrael. And therefore, ain't lo made v'lo made demoisim. But here we see not like that. Here we see that it's a din dafka by the Malchei Yisrael because of liban gas. Interesting. V'ze mevur b'divrei ha-kesef mishneh b'perek yud mishkogos. This we see in the Kesef Mishneh, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Shkogos, that he writes there, and what the Rambam says, that is a chiyuv korban shvuas ha-edus b'melech. Sha'af al pi she'ein a melech neid, ein ze ela b'malchei Yisrael, v'lo b'malchei Beis David, she'danin mikra t'dinu l'boiker mishpot. U'ma she'kosev ha-Rambam b'perek yud mishvu es halocha alef, b'melech lese b'korban ha'edus, haino b'melech Yisrael, v'af pi she'gam b'malchei Beis David l'chatchila ein me'idim d'lagor mikoin gadol, k'ma she'kosev ha-kesev mishnakan, כבר ביר בספר דבר אברום, בחלק בייז, סימן למד בייז, אונוף גימו, שחיוב שבוע סעידוס סגי שעידוסוי קשירו, אף על פי שאינו חייב להויד. ופות פטור ודבסלט, ומלכי בייז דובר, אינו פסול עידוס, מה שאין כן. מלכי ישראל מגזרת לו עם מייד, הובלי פסול, ומשום הוכי, לסבי קורבן עידוס. Says the Kesef Mishneh that the Rambam says that there is only a chiyuv karban shvuas ha'edus by a king. That even though a king is not allowed to testify, what's a karban shvuas ha'edus? When he knows testimony and he refuses to testify and he swears about it. So what do? He has to bring a karban afterwards and we find that he wasn't telling the truth. Because even though a king doesn't testify, that's only a malach melech Yisrael from the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes. Velo b'malchei beis David in the southern kingdom of the 2 tribes, that they do judge from the pasuk of Dina Laboikir Mishpat, like the Rambam writes in the 10th, and that but the Rambam writes. So in other words, there will be a karban shvuas ha'edus by a melech. And that the Rambam says in the 10th parak of Shuas Eidus Halacha Aleph, that a king doesn't bring a karban Eidus, that's only talking about a Melech Yisrael. And even though Malchei Beis David Lechatchila don't testify, because it's no less Deloi Gora Mikoyin Gadol, like the Kesef Mishnah writes over here, and nevertheless, Rabbi Avrom Duber Kahana Shapira in his Sefer Dvar Avrom in Chelek Beis, in the 32nd Siman, in the third branch of that siman, explains that the chiyuv shvuas ha'edus, it suffices for a chiyuv shvuas ha'edus, that his edus is ksheira, even though he's not obligated to testify. And the p'tur of his salamta, that he doesn't have to testify, by Malchei Beis David, is not a psul edus. So in other words, as long as you're not psul leedus, that is sufficient to be mechayev a karban shvuas edus. Mashekei malchei Yisrael, they're mamish psul leedus, and therefore they don't have to bring karban edus because they don't have to testify. So they're not shech the karban edus. And in the minchas chinuch, in Mitzvah Ayin Hey and Kuf Chof Aleph, he's Medayik Medivrei Rambam, Miperek Yud Mishvuis, that we just mentioned. The Rambam enumerates the king with the other psulim. The Rambam says that a king is not going to bring a karban edus because he's pasul edus. And he enumerates them with the other psulim. The Rambam writes that if they would testify, they would not be mechayiv be'edusan mamoin. They wouldn't even be mechayiv. We don't even listen to their edus. And so we see in the Rambam, in the 11th parak of edus in the 9th halacha, that Malchei Yisrael are included in psulei edus. Mipnei shem alomim, they're violent people, ba'alei zroya, ve'enom nichnoim tachas ola dayonim. They do not subordinate themselves, subjugate themselves to the yoke of the judges. So you see, mefurish, that it's a psul. And the time of ilmim that they're violent is a reason for the psul edus and not only for the fact that we don't judge them. And if so, according to what the Kesef Mishnah writes, that there's also a reason for the psul of Malchei Beis David, only because against the pasuk, we don't decree about them. But the pasuk isn't talking about edus. The pasuk isn't talking about edus. So why is there no psul edus by Malchei Beis David k'Malchei Yisrael? In other words, according to the Kesef Mishnah, we really should be geyser against the Malchei Beis David also, that they shouldn't be in the world of judgment or testimony. We can't put them in the, say that they're not in the world of judgment, because we have a pasuk that says they are in the world of judgment. But about testimony, we don't have a pasuk. So why don't we pasul them from testifying? Because if you look in the Rambam, you see that the Rambam put everything together. The whole gzeira of din and ten and edus is all one. So if din and edus is all one decree, then yes, we have a reason. And the Kesef Mishnah says that in principle, they should be included in the Malchei Beis David should be included in the gzeira of din, but they can't because of the pasuk. So at least let's include them in the Gzeira of testimony. And you can't say, like we wanted to say before, that's only in the Rambam. You can't say in the Rambam, we would have said before in Tosfos, that there are two different dinim here. That there's is, that the din is because of his koshu v'koshu, and that they can't don, v'lo donimosam, they can't judge and because of this decree, and then they can't be judged because of his, they can't be judged because of this decree, and they can't judge others because of his koshu v'koshu. And the Eidus is for a different reason. That's because Lo Gara Mikoyin Gadol. So these are two different things. So therefore we can make a distinction and say that the Malchei Yisrael aren't in din, and yet they are, and Malchei Beis David are, because we have a pasuk. When it comes to Eidus, then Malchei Beis David also aren't shaykh to Eidus, at least not lechatchila, because lo gara mikoyin gadol. But according to the Rambam, it's all one decree. The Gamrei to pasul the Malchei Yisrael. And the Kesef Mishnah says that in principle Malchei Beis David are also shaykh to this. You just can't because of the pasuk. Seder, so let's pasul them for Eidus. There you don't have a pasuk. Malchei Yisrael are b'chal psulei Eidus. Let's also pasul Malchei Beis David. So maybe you can say that they couldn't pasul them the Gamrei because they're kasher ledin. Once they're kasher ledin, then you don't want to pasul them the Gamrei le'edus v'tzarechi. So we have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. And the B'siyata D'Shmaya, in a future shiur, we will present the Mahalach to explain the sugya, and we will see Be'ezrat Hashem Niflaot Rabot Gedolot V'Atzumot Mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned, and thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.